KJAN Radio Atlantic.
7:06, mostly clear skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In local news, Atlantic firefighters were called to the scene of a barn fire Monday afternoon about a mile and a half south of town. The call from the Calvin Knopp Farm just off Highway 71 came in around 2:55 p.m. Several sheep were housed in the barn, but they were moved out before firefighters arrived and buckets were being used to douse the area where the smoke was seen. Atlantic Fire Department 2nd Assistant Fire Chief Tim Campbell told KJAN News that when the first fire crews arrived, there were no visible flames coming from the building. Upon further investigation, they did discover charred, smoldering wood in the upper floor near a corner of the barn where electricity comes into the structure. Campbell said Brown Electric arrived and quickly shut off the power. They were also working to fix the problem with an apparent electrical short. He said there was minimal damage to the structure. Firefighters were on the scene for about 35 to 40 minutes. There were no injuries and none of the animals were harmed. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Nottoway man was sent to the hospital following an accident Monday morning on a county road about 2.5 miles northwest of Stanton. 62-year-old Gary Dean Poe was transported by a private vehicle to the Montgomery County Hospital, where he was checked for possible injuries. Officials say Poe was traveling east on 200th Street at around 9:25 a.m. when the left front tire blew out on the 1979 Kenworth straight truck he was driving. The incident caused the truck, which was loaded with gravel, to cross the center line of the road and enter into a ditch where it hit a fence and came to rest upright. There were no citations issued. The truck, registered to David Hart of Stanton, sustained $15,000 damage. The fence, owned by Ronald True of Villisca, sustained about $150 damage. Sheriff's officials in Cass County said yesterday an Anita teen was injured Friday evening during a single vehicle accident on Chestnut Street in Anita. A car operated by 17-year-old Shaylee K. Winther was parked in a driveway and began to roll because the vehicle was not in park. Winther attempted to stop the 1994 Pontiac Grand Am but was knocked down by the vehicle. The car traveled through the corner of a yard across 6th Street and struck a power pole, which snapped off and fell on the vehicle. Winther suffered minor injuries and was transported by Anita Rescue to the Cass County Hospital, where she was treated and released. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,000, while the power pole sustained about $1,000 damage. The sheriff's office said also that 50-year-old Casey Renee Bates of Red Oak was arrested Saturday on a district court warrant for a failure to appear for a child support hearing. Bates was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was being held on $2,000 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported Monday afternoon that a Pottawatomie County woman was arrested Sunday. 42-year-old Teresa Reynolds of Oakland was arrested in Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. Reynolds was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she was held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Page County Sheriff's Office said three people suffered possible injuries during an accident late last week near Shenandoah. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 16-year-old Brianna Studi and 35-year-old Shelley Bolton, both of Shenandoah, along with 13-year-old Aisha Jabbar of Coyne, were transported to the Shenandoah Hospital. Palmer said Studi, who didn't have a driver's license, was driving a 1994 Chevy Blazer eastbound on 220th Street at around 7:45 p.m. Friday, when she lost control of the SUV and overcorrected, sending it into the east ditch off of F Avenue, where the vehicle rolled over. All three of the females were wearing their seatbelts. The sheriff's report said Studi was driving too fast for conditions. She was cited for failure to possess a driver's license, no proof of insurance, and failure to maintain control. The SUV sustained about $2,000 damage during the crash. Officials with MidAmerican Energy on Monday issued a statement warning their customers about past due account phone scams. The company says it has responded to several scams involving persons who call its customers, posing as MidAmerican Energy customer service associates or attorneys. The caller says the customer's account is past due and payment is needed immediately to avoid disconnection. The caller will follow up by asking for your credit card number. MidAmerican Energy says credit card numbers and any personal information should not be provided to suspicious callers. Customers are advised to end the conversation and call MidAmerican Energy's customer service line directly at 1-888-427-5632. There, a company representative will confirm whether the call was from MidAmerican Energy's call center or a scam artist. The CSRs can also confirm your bill payment, service, or an appointment at your home or place of business. If you receive a suspicious call or other unusual type of contact from someone claiming to be with the utility company, contact your local law enforcement agency immediately. Officials of the Nishnevelle Trails Association said Monday the organization is sponsoring its second Friends of the T-Bone Trail Workday this coming Saturday, May 19th, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Organizers say interested members of the public are invited to come to the trail crossing at Laura, about 1 mile west of Highway 71 and about a mile south of the Valley Truck Stop here in Cass County. The goal is to once again clear out dead branches from the right-of-way and stacking them by the trail for county conservation crews to run through a chipper. Anyone interested in volunteering is advised to wear a good pair of shoes, long pants, some sturdy gloves, and a hat to ward off sun and bugs. Bottled water will be provided so you can stay hydrated. If it's raining that morning, the event will be postponed to a later date. At 11 a.m. Saturday, or when the work is done, whichever comes first, there are tentative plans for a work group to gather at the Valley Trailhead and take a bike ride together. Volunteers can travel along with the group to Darrell's Place in Hamlin for lunch, or if you prefer not to go that far, you can stop at the Little Red Barn in Exira or Big T's Bar and Grill in Brayton. Cass County Conservation Director Michael Lee said he was very pleased with what the group's efforts accomplished on the last cleanup day on May the 5th. Lee and his crew plan to be out on the trail this week to chip the branches the volunteers work to pile up along the trail. News time is 7:14.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Galen Schaff, age 73 of Omaha and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Galen Schaff will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Dean Putnam, age 89 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Walter Bernard Sterrett, Jr., age 60 of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Walter Sterrett, Jr. will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Lundberg, age 81 of Panora, died Saturday in Johnston. Funeral services for Paul Lundberg will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Herbert Claire Standing, age 86 of Earlham, died May the 2nd in Johnston. The family will hold a gathering for Herbert Standing on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. Johnston Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs, and in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.